So these pictures have been amazing, these red-robed monks demonstrating in the streets of Myanmar, the country formerly known as Burma. Remember, I just said that. It has been the largest pro-democracy demonstrations in that Asian country in decades. Well, some of the monks are now being held by authorities, according to reports trickling out of the militarily run country. And news today, the UN special envoy in that country will finally meet with the country's junta chief with the goal of trying to get him to negotiate. So as Americans clue into this story, one thing remains a little confusing. Some news reporters, members of the UN, countries like Japan and France, call the country one thing.
Protests led by Buddhist monks reportedly now turning violent in Myanmar. The military,
the U.S., the BBC, and CNN call it another.
We must press the regime in Burma to stop arresting and harassing and assaulting.
All right, that's CNN anchor Tony Harris. President Bush, you say Burma, I say Myanmar.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Potato, patata, Istanbul, not Constantinople. What is right? Our next guest will help us out. Maureen Ong Thuyen is the director of the Open Societies Institute's Burma Program, a research and advocacy group supporting the efforts to bring democracy to Myanmar. Maureen, so what is the reasoning behind using the name Burma, and what is the reasoning behind using the name Myanmar?
Hi, I've got to correct you first. We're bringing democracy to Burma, not Myanmar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I have it written incorrectly.
But if it also brings democracy to Myanmar, we're just as happy. The difference, there is no difference, actually. It's not incorrect to say either in the Burmese language. But it's more like forcing the whole world to suddenly call Germany Deutschland, and as a, for a political reason. And since the current junta decided that they're going to rename it, it's really not a renaming for Burmese, Myanmar, a lot of the world after the uprising in 88 decided, no, we're still going to call it Burma. The reason the UN and some countries call it Myanmar, the UN has to recognize the de facto government in any country. So that's why they have to go by what the de facto government calls itself.
And what does the word Myanmar mean in the Burmese language?
Their historians have different opinions on what it actually means. It comes, you know, it comes from some old Chinese or Mon or even Indian terms that sounded like Mramra or Brahma, which is sort of, you know, it's connected to the Indian gods. And then it got somehow evolved into Myanmar. So even the historians aren't on one page about how it originated.
Maureen Ong Thuyen, director of the Open Society of Burma's program, research and advocacy in supporting democracy to Burma. Thanks for explaining it to us. We're going to go a little further in depth on our blog at npr.org/Bryant Park.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, New York. And everyone agrees on that.